Nothing had felt right since he arrived in the Wolfling world, also known as Hayden, though they hadn't bothered to tell him that till he got here. No one had even mentioned taking on an army of Hayden men when he started this mission. Not that it made any difference. When you'd just been reprieved from a court-martial at the very last moment, you went where the Empress sent you, and if you had any reservations, you kept them to yourself. Silence looked sternly at Graves, and the Esper stared back like a mournful and slightly surprised fish.
All right, Graves, what is it about the maze that's got all of you so upset?
It's alive. We can hear the maze thinking. Its thoughts are strange and cold as ice. It knows we're here. It's waiting for us.
Silence sighed despite himself. He should have known better than to expect a straight answer from an Esper.
Now, Graves, are we being metaphorical here, or do you mean the maze is some kind of cyborg life form?
More than that, Captain. Much more. It's not human life or human technology.
Hayden men?
Alien. It's been here a long time, Captain. Long before humanity ever came here. Constructed, not born, but still alive in every way that counts. It has its own purposes, and they are not human purposes or reasons. If we enter the maze, we do so at peril of our lives and souls. There are powers between these metal walls to change and transform us beyond human knowledge. And whatever survives the maze won't be human anymore, or perhaps more than human.
Did the rebels pass through the maze? Did they survive it?
Yes, but...
But me no buts. If they did it, so can we. Anything else in the maze I should know about?
Graves stared at him dolefully, but hid any frustration well. Espers were taught to obey.
There is a place in the center of the maze where we cannot see. A place we dare not look. There's something there. Alive, powerful, but not part of the maze.
Silence frowned.
What kind of alive? Human? Hayden men? Alien?
Unknown, Captain. We can't see. Something prevents us. Possibly our own minds. I think if we were to look at it too closely, see it too clearly, we would all go mad.
Great, thought Silence. That's all I need. More complications. We're going in. I'll lead the way with the investigator, and I want you right there with us. Scatter the rest of your people throughout the Marines. Leave a couple with their mind's eye cranked all the way open. If anything is going to happen, I want plenty of warning in advance. The rest can maintain an Esper shield tight as you can make it. I don't want a single stray thought getting out or in. Now get your people moving and motivated. We're going in a few minutes.
He strode away without waiting for an answer, and rejoined Frost, who had her sword out and was running through a few loosening-up exercises that would have intimidated the hell out of any enemy with half a brain. Silence didn't like being harsh with the Esper. It felt uncomfortably like shouting at a child, and a frightened child at that. But if he wasn't harsh, there was a good chance they'd fall apart. Whatever they'd made contact with in the maze, it had clearly disturbed the hell out of them. Hopefully, if they were scared enough of him, that should keep them from being too scared of the maze. He looked back at the shimmering steel walls and shuddered suddenly. Great. Now they'd managed to spook him, too. He made himself concentrate on Frost as she swept her sword through one vicious cut after another, and then was suddenly, smoothly at rest. Her pale skin had a healthy glow, and she looked like she could take on an army. Maybe she could at that. She was an investigator, after all. She nodded to him calmly and hefted her sword.
I'm ready, Captain. Can we make a start now?
Silence had to smile.
Doesn't anything ever worry you, investigator?
No. Worrying is bad for you. It interferes with the digestion and gives you wrinkles. The greater the challenge, the greater the glory to be gained. At least, that's what the Empire always told us at the Academy. Or are you suggesting they lied to us?
The Empire lying to its own people? Perish the thought. Let's go, Investigator. I want to get to the rebels before they can get to the Hayden men.
Spoil sport.
And so, not long at all after they first arrived, Silence and Frost and the Esper called Graves stepped cautiously into the Madness Maze, followed by a small army of Marines and Espers. The maze swallowed them up without a murmur, and in a matter of moments they were lost to sight by those they'd left behind. Dram watched them enter, one after another, his face impassive, and he stood looking at the blank, enigmatic walls long after the last of the army had gone. Hidden under his long cloak, his hands had clenched into tight, white-knuckled fists. At first, it wasn't too bad in the maze. Each of the shimmering metal walls looked just like any other, and whatever surprises the maze had, it kept them to itself. Graves took the point almost immediately, his head held erect as though sniffing out the way. He chose each turn with unwavering confidence and concentration, and Silence and Frost followed close behind him. The investigator had her sword and gun drawn, ready for use. Silence kept his hand near his gun, but didn't touch it. He didn't want his people to get the idea he was nervous. Bad for morale, not to mention discipline. His people were stretched out behind him, Marines and Espers looking equally uncomfortable. They stuck close together for comfort, and the sergeants had to keep warning them not to bunch up. There was little talking in the ranks. The heavy, unbroken silence of the maze didn't encourage conversation. If there was something coming, and the Marines were increasingly sure there was, they wanted to be able to hear it in plenty of time. The Espers concentrated on their mental shield and tried not to think about the maze at all. It didn't take Silence long to decide. He didn't like the maze. He found its atmosphere oppressive, and the narrow paths between the shimmering walls began to seem uncomfortably claustrophobic, pressing in on him like the sides of a coffin. That last thought made Silence frown a little more. Enclosed spaces weren't something that usually bothered him. Living in the cramped confines of a starship quickly cured you of claustrophobia, or you got out of the service. But the maze seemed somehow overpowering, as though he was a rat scuttling through a scientist's maze he could never hope to understand or appreciate. It wasn't so much that the maze seemed big as that it made him feel so very small. There was a tension on the air, an approaching imminence of something about to happen. Something bad. Very bad. The air rippled with heat waves, though it was bitterly cold. It smelled of vinegar and burning leaves. Oiled metal and old lemon, sharp on his tongue. Color seemed very bright, and his distorted reflection in the steel walls seemed somehow wrong. Monstrously wrong. He could hear the chattering of metal birds, and babies screaming, and a single iron bell tolling far, far away. Silence swallowed hard and tried to concentrate, but his thoughts were all over the place, and some of them didn't seem like his at all. Graves stopped abruptly, and Silence almost crashed into him. He stopped too and glared about him. Frost moved in close beside him, sword and gun at the ready. Silence could sense the rest of his people stumbling to a halt. No one said anything, but the tension was so thick it was almost smothering. Silence looked up, but there was only an impenetrable darkness, as before. He looked back at the steel walls, and his stomach lurched as he realized that there were no longer any reflections of him or his people in any of the shimmering walls. Frost was breathing harshly at his side, almost grunting, quivering with the need for an enemy to throw herself at. Graves stared straight ahead, his eyes bulging even more than usual, fixed on something only he could see or sense.
What is it? Booby trap?
It knows we're here.
Graves' entirely normal voice seemed almost painfully loud.
It doesn't want us. We're too inflexible. We're not capable of the changes it wants to make. We wouldn't survive the process.
How far from the exit are we? Silence made himself concentrate on what mattered. Are we far behind the rebels?
We have to go back, Captain. It doesn't want us here. It's dangerous for us to be here.
What the hell are you talking about, Esper? What do you see?
Graves turned to look at her, and blood seeped suddenly out from under his eyelids, running thick and slow down his cheeks like crimson tears. And then his eyes exploded with soft, wet sounds, the blood and other fluids spraying Frost's face. She snarled with distaste, but didn't give ground by so much as a step. Blood poured in streams from Graves' mouth and nose, his eye sockets and his ears. Silence grabbed Graves by the arm, and it crunched up in his grasp, as though there was nothing really there inside the sleeve anymore. The Esper folded up and fell slowly and gracefully to the floor. Just an empty skin and so much blood. Silence and Frost moved to stand back to back, their weapons in their hands. There were screams all around them. Some didn't sound human. A Marine came running toward Silence. He'd thrown away his weapons and had both hands clapped tight to his ears, as though trying to block out some intolerable sound. He kept running, even though Silence stepped into his path to stop him, then ran straight through Silence, as though he was a ghost. Silence turned quickly to look behind him, but there was no trace of the Marine anywhere. Silence put his back against Frost's again, turning around just in time to see a man's head explode as though it had a grenade in it, showering the screaming, jostling mob of Marines and Espers with blood and brains and fragments of skull. An Esper disappeared, air rushing in to fill the vacuum where he'd been. Other Espers were crying and laughing, their eyes wild and empty. A Marine fell into one of the steel walls and disappeared as it swallowed him up. Something horrible appeared in the midst of everything. A tangle of bone and blood and viscera that might have been human once. It disappeared with a wet smack as it reached out to Frost with a dripping hand. She shook her head fiercely as a throbbing headache beat in her ears like a pulse. Her hands were trembling, but she still held onto her weapons. Two Marines slammed into each other and ran together like two colors on a palette, their sticky flesh intermingling beyond any hope of separation. They both screamed with the same voice. Silence wanted to shoot them, but he didn't. He might need the charge in his gun yet, if only to turn it on himself if it became necessary. Marines and Espers were running in all directions now, strange and distorted as though space itself had become elastic where they were. And all around the harsh popping of exploding heads and what used to be human voices, laughing and screaming their sanity away. A growing pressure built around Silence's mind, as though his head was in a vice. His fingers seemed to have too many joints, and he didn't trust his body anymore. He gritted his teeth and squeezed his eyes shut, concentrating on his mission and his duty. Neither seemed too clear anymore, or particularly important. He forced his eyes open and glared about him, desperate for some enemy he could identify or attack. But there was nothing. Just the dreadful steel walls and his people dying. He looked back and saw Frost falling to her knees. She still had hold of her sword and gun, but her eyes were lost in a private hell. Silence's thoughts slammed together again. He grabbed Frost by the arm and hauled her to her feet. And if her arm didn't feel entirely human, well, neither did he. He had to get out of the maze, get Frost out of the maze. He pointed his disruptor at the nearest wall and fired. The searing energy beam tore through the steel-like paper, crumpling it up and throwing it aside. He holstered his gun and grabbed Frost's. She was muttering to herself, and her eyes were starting to focus again. He aimed his gun at another wall, and it swung slowly backward, opening up a path for him. He hurried back the way he'd come, as near as he could tell, dragging Frost along with him. And only a few moments later, he was staggering out of the maze, hugging Frost to him, and Stelmach was hurrying forward to meet him. Silence handed Frost over to him, and then sat down suddenly, as his legs gave out on him. Somebody was crouching beside him, and pressing a hypo against his neck. The cold hiss of the drug surging through his blood revived him a little, and his head began to clear. He realized Dram was standing over him, holding another hypo, and he forced himself to his feet again. He looked across at Frost, who was still sitting on the ground. Stelmach was leaning over her with an empty hypo in his hand, muttering reassuringly to her. Probably embarrassed the hell out of her when she was feeling better, but it seemed to be what she needed for the moment. He looked at Dram, standing beside him.
How many others made it out of the maze?
There haven't been any others. You two were the only ones. What happened in there?
Silence shook his head, trying to force his thoughts into some kind of order.
Some kind of esp attack. People went crazy. The whole maze is one great booby trap.
Were the espers any protection?
No. They were the most susceptible of all. Dram nodded.
Next time I tell you not to take espers somewhere, do as you're told, Captain.
Silence looked at Dram. Did you know this was going to happen?
No, but I have my suspicions. Now what do you suggest, Captain? You've used up all your marines and espers, but we still have to get past the maze to reach the rebels.
Silence glared at the maze. His mind was clear again. Get everyone back to the main pinnace. Have the pilot power up, with special attention to the weapon systems. Dram raised an eyebrow.
Are we going somewhere, Captain? May I remind you of your orders and the urgency of our mission?
I don't need reminding. I know what I'm doing. Silence moved away from Dram to rejoin Frost, who was back on her feet again and looked more like herself. She nodded shortly to Silence.
Thanks for getting me out, Captain. Things got a little fraught in there for a while. Give me a few minutes to catch my breath, and I'll take another stab at the maze.
That won't be necessary. We're not going through the maze again. I've got a better idea. Now come with me back to the main pinnace. And before you ask, no, we're not going anywhere.
Very well, Captain. May I ask who it was murmuring sweet nothings into my ear while I was recovering?
Valiant Stelmach, as it happens.
Ah. I really must thank him when I have a moment. And also make it very clear that if he ever talks of it to anyone, I will kill him.
She looked at Silence steadily.
We're the only survivors, aren't we?
Yes. The others are all dead. If they're lucky. Frost nodded slowly.
This is going to be one of those days, I can tell.
It didn't take them long to get back through the forest to the main pinnace. The Dauntless had used its banks of disruptor cannon to blast a way through the frozen atmosphere and the planet's surface to reach the hidden interior of the Wolfling world. After that, it was simple enough to fly the pinnaces down the new tunnel so they could blast an opening into the ancient caverns below. Silence led what remained of his people back through the dark forest to where the pinnaces lay waiting and ordered them aboard the main pinnace. The long, narrow ship was already powered up, all systems online, and Silence felt a grim satisfaction as he ordered the pilot to move the ship slowly forward. The pinnace's engines murmured threateningly as the craft rose a few feet into the air and then edged forward foot by foot. Silence sat stiffly in the bridge command chair, his eyes fixed on the viewscreen. The dark forest filled the screen, ancient and awesome. Silence studied it for a long moment, and then personally took control of the pinnace's weapon systems and blasted a path right through the forest. Most of the trees disappeared in a moment, blown to nothing by disruptor cannon firing at point-blank range. The ship moved smoothly forward, hovering a few feet above the scorched earth. A few burning trees still stood at the extreme edges of where the forest had been, but nothing else remained between the pinnace and the madness maze. Silence brought the ship right to the edge of the maze, only a few feet short of the first shimmering steel walls, and held it there. The maze looked back, silent and arrogant, holding within itself the blood and ghosts of murdered men. Silence sat back in his command chair, smiling coldly at the viewscreen. Frost stood silently at his side. Silence's hand moved to the fire controls. He might be too late to save his people, but he could still avenge them. The Empire scientists would be furious at the loss of such an important alien find, but Silence couldn't bring himself to give a damn. He grinned coldly and opened fire. The maze was swept away almost instantly, its metal walls curling up and disintegrating like leaves caught in a flamethrower. Silence shut down the disruptor cannon and listened intently as his bridge crew gave him the new sensor readings. No trace of the maze remained, leaving the Hayden Man city beyond broken and shattered. Air and temperature readings dropped to normal surprisingly quickly, but Silence felt he was owed some good luck. He was the first to leave the pinnace and step out onto the blasted plain, and Frost was right there at his shoulder. The air was hot and dry, rasping in their lungs. There was nothing to show the maze had ever been there. Frost chuckled softly.
Don't mess with us. We've got the big guns. Nice shooting, Captain. Ever thought of becoming an investigator?
A shame about the maze.
Dram moved forward to join them.
I would have liked to study it, but time is of the essence. The rebels must not be allowed to reach the Tomb of the Hayden Men. Will you lead the way, or shall I?
I lead. This is still my mission.
He gathered up what remained of his people. A dozen technicians from the pinnace, the Wampir, Stelmach, and his pet, and led them across the bare plain toward what remained of the city. They all carried their guns at the ready, but nothing appeared to threaten them. The metal walls were gone, and with them, the bodies of the fallen. Silence made a mental note to hold funeral services at a later date. The forms should still be observed, even if the bodies could not be recovered. And then he saw something standing alone in the middle of the plain. He increased his pace, and soon they were all standing around a large glowing crystal, staring silently at the tiny human baby it held.
Now that is interesting. Why didn't the pinnace's sensors pick this up?
To hell with the sensors. How did it survive the disruptor fire?
A force field of some kind.
Right. A force field that our sensors didn't even know was there, and could stand up to point-blank energy cannon. Whoever left this baby here really didn't want its rest disturbed.
Leave it. It's not important. Only the rebels matter now.
Agreed. Move on, people. Keep together when we hit the city, but don't get in each other's way. If you see anyone and they're not us, open fire. We don't have any friends down here.
Before the maze went down, the five people who'd passed through it and survived stood at the edge of the Hayden Man city and began to discover just how much they had been changed. They all felt stronger, fitter, their thoughts unusually clear and lucid. Even the Hayden Man was moved to say how well his various systems were functioning. They all looked at each other, waiting for someone to put into words what they were feeling, all of them strangely reluctant to break the mood of the moment, in case it might fade away if questioned. Finally, Owen shook his head slowly.
After everything we've been through, I should be out on my feet. But I feel like I could take on an army.
Right. A large army. I feel completely revitalized. Everything seems so sharp. Distinct. As though the world suddenly come into focus for the first time. And the maze, I understand it.
Its function. Yes. I only have to look at it, and I know what its purpose is. Evolution. Transcendence. Perfection. If we were to stay in it long enough, who knows what we might become. Have you noticed we're all ending each other's sentences?
Yes. I can feel it. Like Esp, but deeper, more fundamental. We've changed. We're
different. Very different. You are now more than human, and I have become more than a Hayden Man.
Interesting. I wonder if the rest of my people also passed through the maze before entering their tomb.
God, I hope not. That's all humanity needs, an army of super-evolved Hayden Men.
Whatever happens, I think I can guarantee that in the coming rebellion, my people will not be fighting on the same side as the Empire.
I'm not so sure I want you on our side, either.
Damn right. You guys made yourselves really unpopular the last time around. That's what comes of having a battle cry of death to humanity.
Imperial propaganda. All we ever wanted was our freedom.
He's telling the truth. I can feel it in him.
So can I. It's like seeing colors for the first time.
Weird. Are we espers now or what?
Definitely what. And while I believe Moon, he's been away from his people for a long time. People change.
We can talk about this later. In the meantime, how about getting the hell out of here? The Imperial forces can't be that far behind us.
And then she stopped and looked back at the madness maze. They all did, their new senses triggered by a sharp premonition of danger. They heard the roar of an approaching pinnace, and then the thunder of disruptor cannon. Owen started to shout a warning, and then the whole maze exploded in a blinding flare of seething energies. The rebels moved together instinctively, and a force shield formed around them, drawn from within themselves. And not even the battering storm of released energies could penetrate it. The force of the explosion died away, and the air slowly cleared. The maze was gone, swept away in a moment. Where it had been, an Imperial pinnace hovered. The force field dropped, and the rebels looked around with equal parts of surprise and shock. All around them, the Hayden Man city had been shattered and torn apart, like a child's building blocks scattered by a storm. Buildings had toppled or collapsed or been torn apart, and there was ruin and devastation for as far as they could see. A city that had stood for so long, torn down by an uncaring hand.
And they call my people monsters.
It could have been us. By all rights, we ought to be dead.
Our own personal force shield. Now that is going to come in handy.
Not necessarily. We had to draw on our own collective energy to power it. We couldn't do it separately.
In other words, we only have the shield for as long as we stick together. You think the maze was trying to tell us something?
Considering that we are currently staring down the gun barrels of an Imperial ship, I am quite prepared to listen.
Those cannon are useless until the energy crystals recharge, so their next step will be to send men out to check the ruins. And then we can show them just how powerful we have become.
Right.
Hazel's eyes lit up at the thought.
They don't know the kind of weapons we've got, either. This is going to be fun.
Hold everything. What happened to the wolfling? They all stopped and looked at each other, and then around them, but there was no sign of him.
Did anyone see him come out of the maze? I kind of lost track of things for a while.
Maybe he didn't get out.
No. He would have made it through. Perhaps he came out ahead of us and moved on into the city.
They all looked at the ruins around them. Owen shook his head. Either way, it doesn't look too good for him, does it?